Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, August 22. Coming up, government explores implementation of a cautionary standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, expert group identified to address children born with birth defects associated with the Zika virus, and parents urged to take advantage of book rental program. The news in detail after the break.
Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, August 27, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, 12 Church Street. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, August 27, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, Morant Bay.
Now the news. Finance Minister Audley Shaw has indicated that Jamaica is exploring the implementation of a cautionary standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, after the current extended fund facility agreement elapses. Mr. Shaw says based on Jamaica's improving economic outlook and with the country's balance of payments on an upward trajectory, a cautionary standby arrangement seems most appropriate going forward.
What would happen is that you continue on your program of structural reform in various areas with specific measurable performance objectives. And at the same time, you have a standby arrangement with potential financial support in the event that you need it. Natural disasters, oil shocks, those sort of things.
The finance minister was speaking at a press conference at the office of the prime minister Friday. The Ministry of Health has identified an expert group to look at recommendations to address the support that will be required for children born with birth defects associated with the Zika virus. The group consists of a neuropsychologist, pediatric psychologist, child psychiatrist, pediatric neurologist, behavioral pediatrician, and an early childhood education specialist.
All Jamaicans, all academics, persons working in the field within the government service as well as the to include the University Hospital of the West Indies. So these are all persons, and you know, just fortunately we have the capacity to have these professionals come together. They have all responded in the affirmative.
Acting Chief Medical Officer in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Winston Delahaye, speaking in an interview with JIS News. The group is expected to provide recommendations to the ministry by the end of September. The government is encouraging parents to take advantage of the book rental program available for students at the secondary level. There are also free textbooks available for primary school students. Minister of Education Senator Ruel Reid says parents should not spend unnecessarily when they can obtain the required books for children free of cost.
So parents do not need to buy essential books, and I have offered a sixth form book rental program as well this year. So I'm doing everything to reduce the burden on parents.
Senator Reid was speaking at the Victoria Mutual Building Society VMBS 2016 Scholarship Awards ceremony recently. He says parents may visit the ministry's website to confirm which books will be supplied by the government. And Justice Minister Delroy Chuck has called for a principled policing policy to be integrated with restorative justice practices. Minister Chuck says this can be achieved through an analysis and adoption of the main goals of restorative justice.
The police also benefit from employing this concept. In addition to paving the way for more assistance from citizens in the conduct of investigations, it enhances the safety of police officers and fosters an atmosphere of cooperation and mutual respect between the police and the people they serve.
Mr. Chuck was speaking recently at the Independent Commission of Investigations, Indicom's annual commissioners forum in Kingston, held under the theme Promoting Principled Policing. The forum forms part of Indicom's sixth anniversary celebrations. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.